food. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have a new week. We are on Liberty Week here in Rockingham, North Carolina. Actually broadcasting from the Hampton Inn in Laurinburg, North Carolina. I want to thank the Hampton Inn. If you need a good, comfortable stay, you want to stay here if you're in this general area of the country, North Carolina. As a matter of fact, North Carolina, I just heard on the break, is being sued by this Attorney General for voter discrimination. Racial discrimination through the voter ID laws. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but if somebody wants to go get a car, what do they have to brandish? An ID. If somebody wants to go to the Democratic National Convention, what do they have to brandish? An ID. Seems racist to me. They must not want black people going to the Democratic National Convention. This is the stupidest thing I have ever heard. Well, no, it's not. That was a statement that I made in haste. It's probably not the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but it is a stupid thing that just came to my ears. This administration will stop at nothing to create something that does not exist to disunify this country. And they don't care what the cost is. They don't care what the results are. It's obvious. It's like a little child playing in a room, breaking everything you possibly can. Destroying the foundations, fundamentally transforming out of his own mouth. Saul Alinsky understands. Listen, the devil came to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's a liar. And men that are liars are after their father. In this particular situation, we have a state that says, listen, I don't want voter fraud. Therefore, you have to show an ID in order to vote. Now, this is a double-edged sword. I want to say this. It is a double-edged sword. You know, you ask grandma and grandpa, did you have a marriage license? No. Great-grandma and grandpa, did you have a Social Security number? No. All these things tie you into a federal system, and I get that. I get the philosophy. I understand it completely. Right now, in this day and age, people are not self-governed. And listen, you need to be governed, either by the Bible, as Roger Winthrop said, one of the speakers of the House, or by the bayonet. Government is essential and necessary and crucial for liberty, peace, and harmony, not only in our nation, but in the world and mankind. And by the way, there is only one race in the Bible, and that is called the human race. There's not a black race, a Filipino race, a white race, a European race, none of that, a Mexican race. There's one race, and it's called the human race. And as I consider what this administration has attempted to do, I understand the ramifications of having to show your ID for everything you do. When I want to go purchase a gun, I've done it. You have to show your ID. Why do you have to show your ID? Well, because that's the way that we can identify who you are. We can do a background check and all this stuff. See, it all sucks right back into a federal system. I understand. In the state of Minnesota, we had a situation where we had a comedian running for office. And we had another guy who maybe didn't make it as a comedian, Mr. Norm Coleman, who thought, oh, I'll try it in politics. And he was running successfully for a little while. He was the mayor of St. Paul, I believe it was, or Minneapolis, one of the two. And he got involved in Senate. He was a representative, I believe, in the state or something like that. Anyways, he had a political career. That's what he was after. So he's running against this joker from Saturday Night Live, I believe is where he was from, Al Franken. So Al Franken comes in head-to-head. Norm Coleman, Al Franken. Looked like Norm Coleman won the election. So they went and did a recount. Of course, Mark Ritchie, who does have ties, and when I say ties, I mean affiliations with very communist-minded people, communist-oriented people. But that doesn't come as a shock anymore. We call communism, or, geez, it's even beyond communism, we call them Democrats now. And we call Democrats Republicans. Because in 50 years, we have slid so far down the pendulum that nobody even knows what's right or wrong in the political arena when it comes to parties. Because neither one of them are partaking with that which is right. They're both partaking in that which they want. Well, I want my Republican form of rights. I want my Democratic form of rights. No, we need constitutional rights. So getting back to the vote with Norm Coleman and Al Franken. Norm Coleman won. But then all of a sudden there's a recount. Mark Ritchie, of course, the Secretary of State, controlling that. All of a sudden it comes out that Al Franken won by X number of votes. And then we find out that he won, and some of these ballots were voted on were people that were ludicrous things. I can't even remember the exact details, but some of them weren't even alive, or they had voted a number of times, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, in Minnesota, you can walk into a place. I can get a busload of people from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, bring them into Minnesota, and as long as a Minneapolis resident is willing to vouch for the dude they have sitting next to them or the dudette they have sitting next to them and say, look, man, he forgot his ID, so I'm vouching for him. He's cool. You can vouch and let that man vote. So people in this country are saying, okay, I get it. I want to obey by the laws of the land. I want to abide by the laws. I want to do what's good, righteous, true, wholesome. I want peace for my kids. I want a future and I want a prosperity. I want prosperity for my kids in America. Because that's what America is. It's a seabed for all those things because of God's blessing. And they're saying, but we realize there's people in this country that will not be ruled by law, will not be ruled by a word, will not be ruled by their God. They're rebels against their God first, and therefore they're rebels against their fellow man because you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, this is how it ties in. And love your neighbor as yourself. You can't truly love your neighbor. And so these people don't want to do any of the above. They would rather vote for the guy that's going to dish out the next handout, which is not the purpose of government either. General welfare that's been twisted, diluted, it's been tortured. And now people in America are saying, okay, enough. If the only way to prove that the people voting are legit, that these elections, the democratic process I'm speaking of, not the form of government, the democratic process is going to be remained true, then we need to show an ID for everybody who's going to vote. I hate it. We shouldn't have to. It wraps us up into another stage of lack of accountability to our God and our Creator, lack of self-government, and ultimately lack of peace in the long run. That's what's going to happen. Because we're going towards this big system. Because we will not rule ourselves by the Word of God. There's a variety of reasons for that, too. So Attorney General Eric Holder sees those law-abiding citizens that say, hey, listen, I want to make sure that this election is straight. I want to make sure that it directly reflects the people of the state of North Carolina. So here's what we're saying. Here's the voter ID requirement. Again, same requirement that they require at this stooge's Democratic National Convention. This isn't an issue of name-calling, folks. It's an issue of truth. What is he? He's been attacking your foundations even before this administration, when he was in the Clinton administration. You are under attack. Now, there's two things you can do when you're under attack. Either submit, lay down, say, do what you will to me, criminal. Or you can fight back. If you do not fight back, the generations that are behind you are going to be plundered and assaulted, and you're tightening the noose around their necks. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com in Liberty Week. Down in North Carolina, Rockingham, North Carolina. As a matter of fact, broadcasting from the Hampton Inn in Laurinburg. So if you're in the area, you need to stay in Laurinburg. Great rooms. Thank you so much, Laurinburg, for sponsoring this tour. We'll be right back, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, with Mr. Larry Klayman, former...
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House, has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. They're offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You know, every time we have that song come in on the break, I can never figure out what he's saying. He's saying arise or arise. Regardless, you have the Sons of Liberty. This is Jake, the other guy. Bradley is preparing right now for the column that he's going to send out this week. We are on Liberty Week. He spoke last night in a church and yesterday morning in a church, the day before in a conference, two different times, and then did a drum clinic. We were broadcasting live from the Truth for a New Generation conference with Mr. Alex McFarlane. There's also a list of other folks there. Apparently it was some type of apologetics conference. I'm not sure what we were apologizing for, but I don't think that that's actually the point of apologetics. We actually had Alex on the show and also Dr. Tony Beam to speak about why it's important to be able to defend your faith. Of course it is. I mean, I don't go out into war and say, man, I love the cause. I just love it. I am so in love with the cause. And go out there in sheer passion and faith thinking we're going to destroy the enemy. We've got to learn our weapons. If you go out there without any weapons, without any armor, there is no doubt God can do miraculous things and has done those things. He's also given us reason and intellect, and our framers agreed with the fact that we need to follow some laws of nature, which God established. Look in Romans. They did, even those who by nature had not the law, did by nature those things which are right according to the law of nature. We've got to equip ourselves, so that's what we're doing. Bradley spoke in two different panels at Truth for a New Generation, and on our broadcast on Saturday, we're actually live from there. We had a few guests that were at the conference there and right by our booth. Thank you to everybody who was at Truth for a New Generation that stopped by and saw, that came out to hear and lend their support. And also those of you that are first-time listeners now because of that conference. It was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was a fantastic 2 days. The Drum Clinic, we had Guitar Center actually sponsoring on us on that. It was pretty intense that morning. We got up really early, went out, got the drum set from Guitar Center. Got it set up, put up. Then we got the banner hung. Then we got the PA system set up. In the meantime, in between all of this, I was running back and forth to make sure that Bradley's class, his first class, was dealing with how do you reach this next generation? How do you engage into the culture war? How do you get on to where the battle actually is? That would be in our public school system. It is, it is, it is. Now, I don't promote that you send your kids to a public school, but I'll tell you what, there's a mission field wide open right there. When the missionaries in the past here in the United States of America saw the country of Africa, they didn't say, well, just don't send your kids there. No, they saw the lost there, and they said, let's go reach them. They never even heard the gospel. That's why we go into public schools. Some people kind of scratch their heads and say, well, I don't know how you partake with that devilish system. Well, I'll tell you what, we change that devilish system. Isn't that what Christ came to do? Christ came to the earth to redeem mankind unto himself. That's what we're doing with the message. So Truth for a New Generation conference was fantastic this year, anticipating next year as well. As a matter of fact, during the signing session, Bradley was right next to Mr. Tony Perkins. So we got some pictures of all that that we're sharing with you on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You want to get on that. If you haven't liked that page, like it and follow along. Liberty Week last night, or yesterday, we were at a church in, how was it, Hamlet, just outside of Rockingham, Outreach for Jesus. Bradley spoke there. And then again that evening at New Hope Baptist Church. I was speaking at McDonald Baptist Church. And Stephanie is going to be tonight at Fellowship Baptist in Ellerby. We're going to be in Ellerby and then also Cobb Memorial in Rockingham. I'll be sharing a Constitution class there. Pastor Ernie Walters, who's teamed up with the Sons of Liberty, will be speaking at New Hope Baptist. So there's a schedule online on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to our website if you don't have Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Follow those details. But I'll tell you what, the response is the older generation are loving the message. Why? Because the message they grew up with. So the fact that things have been twisted or distorted throughout the years doesn't change the fact that truth still is truth. You know, there's different measures of gold. There's 10-karat gold, 14-karat gold. And then there's fake gold or gold-plated or white gold. There's different types. And what's happened with our truth right now is we give it lip service. It's been an appearance of truth. It's been an appearance of godly values and morality. Yet it's lacking the substance. Being a part of Liberty Week, you get to see where that lack of substance is, and you get to attack that lack of substance. And what do I mean by that? You fill it in with substance. You've got to come with the Holy Ghost. So I encourage you, if you haven't been able to get out last night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Thursday the finale will be on one of the main drags here in Rockingham, out in a gigantic old parking lot of Winn-Dixie, which is behind the Sonic. There's a whole bunch of different areas. We're going to do this open air. We're going to proclaim to the entire county here. So I encourage you to be a part of that. Also, too, last week, we were in Gastonia, did a tea party there. I posted the pictures of that as well. Some great folks in Gastonia, just outside of Charlotte, had a great evening there. And folks, if you want the Sons of Liberty to join you in your community, go ahead and get in touch. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is an 800 number there. You can get in touch with somebody, and we'll get in touch with you and reach your community. It's important that we do it. It is important we do it. Another thing I want to draw your attention to is these photos here. You can see the attentiveness of the students that we're attending this conference. By the way, tomorrow we'll be speaking in a college, four different classes we're going to be doing. So over probably 5 hours combined, speaking on a college campus tomorrow and the next day. And we'll also be joining a high school campus out here as well. So lots to do, lots to be done. But if you look at the attentiveness of these students, many of these students, not even, you know, one gal on Saturday, and we shared this on the Saturday program, and you can find out more information on that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have a Saturday show as well for you week listeners. Week, like during the week. I didn't mean you were weak. But this gal said to, what did she say? She brought up the question. She said to Bradley, you know, is it okay? My brother, I believe it was, or my cousin, wants to start a Bible group of some sort on his high school campus. Is that okay for him to do it? Did you hear that? I'm going to say that again. A young student asked of her, I don't know if it was her brother or her cousin, somebody. She asked. She said that they wanted to start a Bible group on their school campus, their high school campus, public schools. Is that okay for them to do it? Now, if I'm a member of the older generation, which I guess I'm becoming there, that's like a blast to the stomach. What? Are you kidding? That's like a duh. That's like asking, do I need to eat food to live? Yes! But this little girl didn't know. Whose fault is that? Listen, an infant can't feed itself. It needs its mother. This child has not been fed. And what she has been fed is a lie. And who do you think that lie comes from? It comes from the pit of hell, because hell seeks to turn the United States of America into hell. Death and destruction has an appetite that will not be fulfilled. So, of course, Bradley gave her the answer. Of course, he brought in the solution. Of course, that's what we do. But the fact is why in the world, at a Bible conference, was she even having to ask the question? That's what these panels should be. Hey, here's what you do next to take another step for religious freedoms on your public school campus. Here's how we train you to do that. That's not to share your faith. I mean, that should be elementary. You should be learning that every day. But this is what you do now to engage in your culture, to win your culture to Christ. Here's what you do in your public school.
Oh, well, I'm homeschooled. I don't go there.
Well, reach it. That's like saying to a man, well, I've got enough food. I don't need to feed that poor guy. I mean, I got my own food. Good. Now, what are you doing with that? Christ said, freely you have received, now freely give. Well, what have we received from Christ? That's the key. If you haven't received nothing, you can't give anything. But this little girl, again, look at these pictures of this generation. Hungry. They are hungry. And when you feed them, they'll eat. It's like a starving man. But you can't give the truth unless you've received that truth from Christ. So get it at home. Be bold. Stand. Take steps. It's important. You know, it's an exhortation that we talk about on a daily basis. I almost sound like a broken record, but, well, I'm just going to keep letting that record skip then. Because it's important, folks. And many of you are first-time listeners. That's what we do all over the country. Been in over 300 public high school campuses. Why? Because that's where we need to go. You know, man doesn't put his fatigues on, get his gun ready, and then run to the restaurant and eat. He runs to the war. Where's the battle? Where is it the hottest? Where can my gun be of use? And I guarantee you, when you get near that battle, just like a plane who's flying over the drop zone, guess what's going to start to happen? He's going to start to get shot at. And that's how he knows he's in the right place. He doesn't say, oh, man, there's bullets coming. Let's get out of here. No, you got to drop the bombs over that zone. That's why the bullets are coming. How many times we have talked on the topic of the church militant? Bradley's last column was about the church militant. Where is it? And this is part two. And we've gotten a lot of great response from this, as a matter of fact. I had a gal who emailed last night when I was doing my work. Usually on the road, you get your work done around, you know, around 2 a.m., 3 a.m., or whatever time it is. And so I'm up reading through these, and this gal comes up to the plate, and she says, man, I really appreciated your column. I'm trying to pull it up right now. Of course, my computer's moving slow. It never moves when you need it to move. And she said to me, or she said in her email, excuse me, there we go, Sherry, I read this with great interest, your recent article. The church militant, where is it? Notwithstanding the fact that your message is lacking in details. And then she clarified, given the brevity of its format, in other words, you only have so many words, yet I highly approve your theme, together with your cry for God to raise up true prophets. We're going to discuss that topic on the next segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The church militant, where is it? Where is it, folks? It better be you, and people better be able to distinguish that. We've got a generation to win.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Last segment that we were going to talk about the church militant, where is it? Well, I encourage you to read that column. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to find it. It's Bradley's last column. If you're not in the loop on those, you want to read them every single week. We've got great videos on there as well. And also, too, I encourage you, the Sons of Liberty is a nonprofit organization. We rely upon donations from people like yourself to continue doing what we're doing. We're in North Carolina right now for that reason. We're reaching and living up to what you have donated to get done. Get her done. We're getting it done. We're on the East Coast right now, in the South, Southern North Carolina, and we're doing it. Your donations are what enable us to be able to do this, folks, to be able to bring this light throughout the whole country. Broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn in Laurinburg, thank you, Hampton Inn, for sponsoring Liberty Week here this week. We're on day number two of Liberty Week. And I want to talk about the church militant. And so we thought it would be very fitting to bring on Mr. Larry Klayman from Freedom Watch. Many of you maybe remember Judicial Watch back in the Clinton days. Larry Klayman actually caused charges to stick. First time that it happened to a United States president was Bill Clinton. And Larry Klayman, our special guest right now, who is the church militant, is going forward again with this administration. Thank you for joining us today, Larry.
Thank you, Jake. Pleasure, my good friend.
So where are you at in the country today, Larry?
Well, we've done it. Where I'm at, I'm in Los Angeles today, but Washington in a day and a half, Florida mm-hmm. after that. I'm all over the place like you guys, because what we have to do is mobilize the American people. We've reached a crisis. We have a president who is essentially, in his heart, a Muslim. He doesn't favor our country. He favors people over in the Middle East. He's mm-hmm. frankly anti-white. He, you know, is destroying this country. I don't need to go further and further. People can look at our website at freedomwatchusa.org. And we also have a bunch in Congress, the Republicans like John Boehner and company, who are, you know, helping them out by making a huge mess. We no longer have a republic, Jake. The country is out of control. So we've called for a mass demonstration in Washington, calling it Occupy Washington, for November 21st. And we want all patriots to come. And we want to demand the resignation of Obama and Boehner and McConnell. They should be leaving town because, frankly, they're destroying the country. I mean, Obama's the worst. He's unbelievable. The guy's evil. But these Republicans, they need to go too, these leaders, and because we do not have a government that's functioning.
Now, many people would say that's a risky call right there. Well, you know what you're doing is you're splitting up the conservatives. Why would you take aim at both sides? Larry, explain why you're doing that.
Well, we're like you guys. We call it as we see it. I'm a conservative. I'm a devout conservative. Mm-hmm. John Boehner is no conservative. Mitch McConnell is no conservative. They don't follow the Constitution. And, you know, at this point in time, I mean, Obama's the worst. Obama is a black Muslim communist. I mean, that's the bottom line. And he's destroying the country. But we need to get rid of those other two as well. And we need to, people need to take control of our country. And I want to bring millions to Washington. I want to show these politicians, even if they don't leave office, that we mean business. You know, the Egyptians could do it with that Muslim Brotherhood president, Mohamed Morsi. Egyptians don't even know democracy. And we can have a huge impact, just like Mahatma Gandhi did in South Africa and India, like Martin Luther King did. We are here for all the people. And regrettably, Obama's not there for all of the Americans. He's there for his people. And I have no problem with his people as long as he represents other people. We should be all included. And then these two Republicans, you can see what they're doing today. They have no concept. They get rolled by Obama right and left. And frankly, they've made a huge mess. And they're the reason we have Obamacare. They could have blocked it years ago. They wanted it because it was a political issue for them. So they all need to go.
So it almost seemed like right now you have a destroyer who's been appointed to destroy. As a matter of fact, biblically speaking, that's what happens under judgment. You have a destroyer in the White House right now. And then you have those that are to be safeguarding the people's liberties in Congress that are standing by and watching the destroyer destroy, even though they have the power within their reach, in their hands, the support of the people, but yet they don't stop it. So who's worse? It seems to me in America right now, we have that.
I mean, Obama is truly an evil individual. I mean, he wasn't even born here, number one. He shouldn't be president. He's ineligible. We got an indictment and a conviction against him for that.
Explain that.
Well, he's not a natural-born citizen. And under our Constitution, to qualify to be president or vice president, you have to be born in the United States to two American citizen parents. And he's not.
Article 2.
Number one, his birth certificate's a fraud, and we've proven that. And number two, one of his parents was not an American citizen, so he doesn't qualify. That helps explain why his loyalties are overseas.
That's right.
Not to the United States. He sympathizes. And that's why our founding fathers put that in there. They didn't want anybody like that as president.
Okay.
So this is a serious problem. But we have Republicans who just play patty cakes, don't challenge him. They don't want to risk anything. They're raking in the money, just like the Democrats. And as long as they're fat and happy, they don't care if the country goes down the drain. So it's a problem on both sides of the aisle. But Obama, you know, truly is a problem. I mean, a lot of people think he's the Antichrist, yours truly included.
Well, we can know them by their fruits. I mean, nobody has... Well, you just know them by their fruits. I'm not going to stack them up because there's been plenty on both sides of the aisle, as you're denoting here. Let me ask you another question now. Just recently, so we have November 21st, Occupy Washington. That's going on, folks. I encourage you to get out there. Let your voice be heard. If you're sick of what's going on, then demonstrate. Use your First Amendment right to send a signal. Because just as you said, Larry, people have done this historically speaking and won their rights. They didn't win it by sitting on the couch watching the football games.
No,
or sitting around.
Peaceful.
Jake, that's right.
Peaceful, like Gandhi did it. Okay, and we can have an influence. Richard Nixon was forced to resign during Watergate. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why if millions of people show up in Washington, Obama may ultimately be forced to resign, along with
That's right.
Two Republican leaders. You know, I exaggerate a little bit here, but Obama truly is destroying this country. We can see it. Even the left is upset at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And something needs to be done, and we need to have a showing. You know, short of violent revolution, which none of us want to see, American people have to get out there and be heard. Look at Lech Walesa in Poland. Communism fell. without throwing a shot because the people went into the street and they shut down Warsaw. Look at what happened in Egypt with Morsi. They got rid of him. This is not a coup d'etat. This is the people saying that we have a president who has violated the Constitution, who no longer follows the rule of law, who does as he pleases. And then we have these Republicans over there in Capitol Hill that are counting their shekels and really don't want to intervene for the American people. So we have to do this. And we're going to be putting up a stage in Lafayette Park across from the White House. We're going to have victims of the Obama administration come and testify, like the families that lost people at Benghazi, like our SEAL Team 6 families who lost sons in Afghanistan after Obama was, Osama bin Laden was killed, and people who have been terrorized by the IRS, people who have been subjected to spying by the NSA, things like that. We want testimony, and the country will see this, and it's a process that is necessary, because otherwise, you know, we're right back to 1776, and we don't want to see that.
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, our founders threw off the shackles of tyranny with King George for far less encroachments upon their individual liberties than what we have been tolerating in this day and age.
You're right. Colonies were rich, Jake. They were rich.
That's right.
And, I mean, King George was a control freak, but at least he was a Christian. You know, I mean, give him credit at least for that. This guy is not, he's more than a control freak. He wants to subject us to socialism. He wants to ultimately move us into, I believe, Sharia law. He favors radical Islamic interests over our country. He is Muslim in his heart. He is half Muslim by his father's side. I don't condemn him for that. But it's the way he acts.
That's right.
And now Netanyahu is in the White House today, and he's begging Obama not to cave into Iran. And you know Obama's doing that. So we're in a crisis.
So you have right now on FreedomWatchUSA.org, you've got Obama convicted. First of all, if you want to know more information about Occupy Wall Street, wow, so close, Occupy Washington, on November 19th, you have on the website. Is it 21st or the 19th, Larry?
It's the 19th.
Okay, on the 19th, November 19th. Demand that Obama resign. This is at FreedomWatchUSA.org. Below that, you have Obama convicted by Citizens Court for fraud. You have three different exhibits in there. Can you go through those a little bit for us, for the listeners, to understand that there is people taking it to the White House? We're not just sitting there yelling and complaining. People are doing
well,
the stuff.
Jake, this is Joe Arpaio, the great sheriff of Phoenix, Arizona, Maricopa County. This is his cold case posse. It's Mike Zullo, who's a very experienced investigator who's worked with others, and the proof is there. It's a 50-some page affidavit, which shows that the birth certificate, which Obama ultimately came forward with years later after he was president under pressure from Donald Trump and yours truly and others, that it's a fraud, that it was manipulated. And so consequently, false statements were made to the state of Florida. They were made to the United States as a whole. We had Obama indicted. I'm the citizens prosecutor down there in Ocala. I'm a former Justice Department prosecutor, so I know what I'm doing. And he was indicted by a group of peers. And we ultimately had a trial in front of a judge because Obama didn't show up to plead innocent or guilty. And the judge found him guilty. He's been sentenced to 10 years. And we've asked him to submit to the custody of the people of Florida and the people of the United States. So when we show up in Washington, we're going to stand in front of the White House and say, President Obama, turn yourself into the people. You know, he's not going to come out of the White House. He's going to hide under his desk, assuming he's there. But technically, he's been convicted of a crime, and we have the right to do it under our Constitution. Long before there was a Justice Department, there were citizens' grand juries, and there were citizens' courts. There's no reason why we can't have them today, and we had it. He's convicted. There are more indictments. He's going to be convicted for more.
That's right, because in America, the citizens are America. Special guest Larry Klayman, FreedomWatchUSA.org. Thanks for being with us, Larry. We got to run to a break. Occupy Washington on November 19th and demand that Obama resign. Folks, watch this along and participate with it. This is how we get stuff done. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Well, it's the final segment of the Sons of Liberty. Again, the second day of Liberty Week here in North Carolina. Actually, in Warrenburg today. Tonight, Stephanie Joy will be speaking at Fellowship Baptist in Ellerbe, North Carolina. And then I will be speaking at Cobb Memorial in Warrenburg, North Carolina. Bradley, again, will be the finale here on Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. Right in the Winn-Dixie parking lot. Outdoors, right on one of the main drags here in Rockingham. So the community can understand what liberty means. Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. That's what it says in the Liberty Bell. That's what Scripture commands us. That's the book of Leviticus right there. And I want to read some more Scripture, speaking of a couple of things. Now, Larry did bring up a point. He was talking about a natural-born citizen. And I just want to bring where that context comes from. George Washington, of course, you have a Bill of Rights here. Deuteronomy 17:15 talks about in Scripture that you shall not appoint a man over you that is not one of your brethren. In other words, the Israelites did not go to the Amalekites, the Syrians, the Babylonians and say, hey, can we get a king? No, it was within their nation. Why? Because where your allegiance, where your loyalties lie. If you are a citizen of a country, that does not even necessarily mean you will represent that country, but you are not going to, for instance, this is kind of a crude analogy, but you won't wet the bed you have to sleep in. And in America, if you're an American citizen, chances are you're not likely to try to destroy your own country when you have to live here too. Now, foreign interests would gladly do that because they don't have the interest of America in mind. And so therefore, Scripture, God said to the children of Israel, do not appoint a stranger over you when you appoint a king. Deuteronomy 17:15. Our founders extracted that portion of Scripture and put in Article 2, Section 1, a provision that a president must be a natural born citizen. I want to show the scriptural context of that. Now, you make the decision on whether or not you believe the birth certificate is right or wrong. You make the decision whether you believe Barack Hussein Obama was born in Hawaii, Kenya, wherever he was. We know what his wife has said about him, his home country in Kenya. We know what he said. We know the fact that he doesn't know that there's 50 states in America, but he knows there's 57 states in America. Wait a minute, that's the Islamic... Well, yeah, okay. So you do the math, you make the decision, that's on you, that's not on me. I have my own thought process, I don't care whether he's a citizen or not, whether he's got a birth certificate or not, what he is doing in the White House is not constitutional, therefore, it can be counted as treasonous. When he's going over trying to sign treaties, or condoning a treaty, a small arms treaty, when over in Benghazi he is shielding evidence, willfully lying and costing men their lives, when he's covering for Fast and Furious that's not American. I don't care whether you have a birth certificate or not. Plenty of American citizens are in jail today for breaking the law. The laws that this land has established through the Republic, established by common law, which was established by the Ten Commandments. Our Judeo-Christian God in this country has set a standard. When we break his laws, there is a penalty. It is no different for those serving in office. Though they may not experience the penalty, does not mean they have the right or the liberty nor the freedom to break the law. Because the people ultimately are that authority. The authority to make sure and to determine that when a man does wrong, there's a consequence for it. That's society's job. Where do you think these law enforcement officials get their powers, their delegated powers, from the people? They don't just buy a badge and automatically they have power. Power doesn't come from a badge. Power comes when it's delegated from the people, from the bottom up, at the top down. So I want to bring that scripture reference to light. But I also want to bring a couple other scripture references because we are preachers. This is about God's glory. This is about the establishing of liberty because God commanded us to do it. I started this segment with Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, quoted on the Liberty Bell. On the centennial, the city of Philadelphia, dedicated to William Penn. It was the year of Jubilee to proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. This is about Scripture and God's directives and God's commands. And woe unto us if we're disobedient to his commands. We're not going to be judged so much for what we've done, but for what we ought to have done and didn't do. Proverbs 28:28 says, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Do you see that happening in your country right now? Scripture is right. We can cut this off by discerning. Some people say, I haven't heard God call me. Put your ear on your Bible. Put your eyes in your Bible and read. The calling is there. It's been done already. You don't need an audible voice. You don't need a prophetic word. You need to stand upon the Bible. Now, an audible voice and a prophetic word are very useful. They're great. Important. And should be looked upon as such. The point is you don't need to hear those things when you have a Bible set right in front of you. Matter of fact, I venture to say, you'll hear the other things more clearly, the prophetic word and the audible voice, once you get yourself accustomed to that word, once that union between you and Christ becomes stronger. Proverbs 28:2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now I want you to listen to that word mourn. That Hebrew word translated means to sigh. Like after you've just done a bunch of work, or you know, at the gym, which I don't go to very often. Actually, I don't go to at all. When you're, but I've been to a gym. Let's put it that way. When people are lifting weights, they're like, after a workout, they're sighing, they're groaning in pain or grief. Why? Because they're working. It's strenuous. It's no different for a slave. That word sigh means to groan in pain or grief, to gasp. That very same word is used in Exodus 2:23 when it says, it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. They became slaves in a land where they were exalted, where Joseph the son of Jacob, was the head of his people, number two in command under Pharaoh. They prospered in Goshen. But day by day by day, the political infrastructure turned on them. Any of this ringing a bell? The infrastructure that was started by the people, the blessed people of God, turned on them. And they sighed by reason of bondage. Let me read it again. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. They sigh. They groan in pain or grief. There needs to be an outlet to this. And that outlet comes from our works and our demonstration of our works. There's a long train of abuses of King George over the colonists. He refused local laws and autonomy. In other words, he said, well, I don't trust you enough to govern yourself and your communities. Therefore, my arm is going to reach all the way over from England. And I'm going to dictate what happens in the colonies. I don't even believe that King George had ever set foot in America. In fact, I'd be able to wager on that one. I don't think he did. How would he know what a farmer in New York was going through? How would he understand what a fisherman in Delaware was going through? How? He's nowhere near them. But yet he refused local laws and autonomy. He dissolved colonial legislatures. Colonies got together. He said, this is treasonous action. It's not under my jurisdiction. It hasn't been directed by me. Therefore, I'm dissolving it. How? When an executive only has powers that are delegated to him by us, how? The only way he can do it is if the people tolerate and allow it. That's it. That's the only way. I know it seems silly. I know it seems crazy. In America, the only reason bad men do anything is because good men do nothing about the bad men doing anything. So what are we supposed to do? Well, I'll tell you what. Your enemies are doing it every day. They're staring up 24 hours a day to get their law degrees. They're staying up 24 hours a day to study wickedness and take great pains in it. They don't go to bed at night because they're anticipating the daylight where they can contrive wicked works. Look at the book of Psalms. It says this specifically and explicitly. The book of Proverbs. Is it light yet that we may do more wickedness? Why do the heathen rage? Why do they conspire? Why do they imagine a vain thing? They conspire. Your enemies are doing it. They're working very hard at it. And here comes the cross again, the cross of Christ. What is it that we're willing to sacrifice for this cause? For when people get caught up with that which is right, and they are willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory, said Martin Luther King Jr. Look to those who have done great transformations before in the past. Look to your own wickedness and lay it on the altar before Christ and say, because I am weak, you are strong. Do a great move through me, Lord. Age doesn't matter. Folks, we appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Again, tax-deductible donations, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Stay tuned for Day 2 of Liberty Week tomorrow. Join us tonight. Go to Facebook, find the schedule. We'll talk to you then.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.